Old Navy's saying thank you with big fall savings. Get 30% off your purchase right now. And if you use your Old Navy card, you'll get 40% off your purchase. Run to Old Navy today. Valid 10-12 to 10-16. 40% offer subject to credit approval. See store for details and exclusions.
Jimmy Mack is a renowned medical intuitive and spiritual life coach who has taken, completed, and even mastered a variety of healing modalities. After a near-death experience, he was shown and developed a simpler way to create healing and profound changes, now known as My Liquid Fish. He works with clients in person, on the phone, and over Skype worldwide, accessing energetic powers and co-creating changes that you can actually feel. Call in now to reserve your spot on the switchboard. The call-in number is 713-955-0594. Press 1 if you would like to ask Jimmy Mack a question. Enjoy this 1 hour of profound healing.
Hey, everybody, it's Jimmy Mack coming to you live from Florida. We're digging out of the Matthew hurricane. Didn't sound like a very threatening name, and gosh, all the sure said prayers to keep that hurricane moved offshore, and to the amazement of even the meteorologists, we did move it somewhat off the shore of Florida, so thank God. Our thoughts and prayers go out to all those that are around Florida and Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, anybody that was affected by it. Certainly the high waters, the wind, all that, if you've ever lived through that, it's something else. California, of course, has to contend with the earthquakes, but we always have the hurricanes. We try to make it a funny thing and a party, but sometimes more funny than not. But everybody else, you're in our thoughts and prayers. Anybody that had any damage or anything that went through it, we'd want to say prayers right now as you hear this right now, that every aspect of your life will actually improve and be a rebuilding and a regrowth. So, excellent. Thanks for joining us today. We invite everybody we can to listen to this show as well as any of the replays. It's the same live as if you hear the replay. That's under jimmymackhealing.com/interviews. Sandy Bittinger does a fine job of keeping those categorized and up to date. And so you can always go look there. If you're joining us live for the first time, welcome. If you're a regular caller, the listener, welcome as well. Don't hesitate to press 1 if you want to raise your hand and ask a question. You know, come on in. We invite it. We give it away for free. And, you know, it's really been the statement of a lot of folks through the years. Find something you love to do and enjoy and give it away for free. And boy, that's what this show is all about. So anytime we can help you, body, mind, spirit, relationships, money, whatever your challenge may be, we want to see improvement in your life, and we're here to help you. A little housekeeping. Next with Tuesday, I have psychic Joanne Leo, and that's psychic, P-S-Y-C-H-I-C, Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, Leo, like I am a Leo.com. And she's going to join us next week. She does a lot of really cool numerology, various cards and things. She's wicked good intuitive, and really should be a fun show. So we appreciate everybody joining us next week as well on that. Today's special guest is Jenny Mannion. We've known Jenny for a while now, and we share the love of Sandy Bittinger, who helps with our social media and all kinds of things for us, and our books and audio MP3s and a lot of our marketing and promotional type setups. And really, she's the person behind the scenes making us look good. And Jenny Mannion also benefits from her. She's very passionate, Jenny is, about helping clients obviously discover unlimited potential and power and helping them release blocks and restrictions and move on to the next stage of their life. She really treats clients as the utmost important person, because they are, of course, and she's learned how to help empower people, and remembering that we all are a part of self-healing, and we all have self-healing. And so her passion is for possibilities of healing, and that's led her to write over 200 articles, as well as becoming an alternative healing practitioner. She's got ebooks. Her first ebook, of course, was A Short Path to Change, 30 Ways to Transform Your Life. And you can get that online as well and find more about her at jennymannion.com. That's J-E-N-N-Y-M-A-N-N-I-O-N. So we welcome her to the show today. We'll see what we can stir up for you all. Hey, Jenny, are you there?
Jenny?
Hey, how are you?
Oh,
I'm great. Good afternoon. Yeah, you too, honey. How have you been?
I've been good. And yeah, I got to thank you again for that, Sandy. She is wonderful.
Isn't she? We love Sandy. Right now she's blushing and going, oh, stop it. Sandy Bittinger is our person, folks, that really keeps us going and stirred up and keeps the social media things up to date, and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Pinterest and all the things I have almost zero interest in, but she makes us look pretty and shiny like new pennies, and better luck than those as well. So we're thrilled you're here. Tell folks a little bit about yourself, other than what I've said, of course, and what you do, what you like to do. You've done some access consciousness and a variety of different healing modalities, like me, of course. So tell folks a little bit more about you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't done access consciousness. I've had that done for me.
That's what it is, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I've done, I do Akashic record reading, and I really work mm-hmm. with people on the mind-body level on
getting
us to tap into the power of our mind and also the importance of mm-hmm. self-love, letting up on ourselves mm-hmm. so that we can let the divine energy shine through us and really live from that, live from our soul and our perfect being instead of our ego and all the limiting thoughts we're telling ourselves. But I love to work with people on all levels. I mean, I really do feel it's the mind, body, spirit. So, when we get the mind and spirit in the right place, the body usually follows. So, I really just love empowering people, having them get those aha moments so that they know that they're not stuck, and so many people just feel stuck in whatever situation they're in, and they're stuck in their heads and the past stories and limiting beliefs. And it's my joy and pleasure to just bring people some tools, that they can use themselves to really feel empowered on a daily basis.
Love it. Yeah. Well, tell folks how to get a hold of you, your website, your book, and a little bit about that as well.
Sure. My path to healing was I healed myself of 7 years of chronic illness in 3 weeks. So, I've been teaching people kind of how to do the same for the last 10 years or release blocks. And one of my lifelong dreams was to become a published author, and I actualized that in January of this year. Llewellyn published my first book, A Short Path to Change, 30 Ways to Transform Your Life, and that's available on Amazon or on my website, jennymannion.com. And it's really about those tools, really simple tools. I really believe in keeping it easy, keeping it short, because we are self-sabotaging beings as it is, and anything that's hard and complicated will feel hard and complicated. So, tools such as forgiveness and gratitude, tools to balance the chakras, tools to get into the present moment, and then tools to deal with things like self-sabotage and shadows. So, really just tools to empower people and come from that place of self-love and knowing that they deserve the life that they can dream of.
And so tell me, basically, if you have a new client or somebody that signs up with you to do some types of healing work, is it similar then to like a theta healing or a process, or how do you go about with folks, new folks?
Everyone's really different and intuitive. Mm-hmm. There are some times when I talk with people and I feel like an Akashic reading would be handy, and that is a couple of hours of my work of really tuning in and releasing blocks and restrictions. Sometimes I'll just take them through an energetic process where I love little guided meditations where we really tune into the body and just kind of ask it some questions and allow it to release And then there are some clients that receive better, honestly, if they're laying down, even if at a distance, and we do a little distance
right.
healing work. They're more comfortable receiving if they're not kind of on the phone with me, expecting, you know, too much or a certain response. So really, it depends on the client. Sometimes it's really that they just need some tools. They need little tools to, you know, say they want to release weight, and they're in some bad habits, you know, some tools to for catching themselves, and when they're in that moment, to other tools to use so that they don't go back to that same behavior.
So more about releasing the negative programming and various things. And I like what you said earlier, which is really we're like little self-sabotaging machines, you know, and we're little engines that can't instead of engines that could, right? So then it just depends on the person, obviously. You feel like a lot of times it's past history blocks or things with the Akashic records, or can be a variety of different things, I guess, depending on the person, right?
From this lifetime, negative things told to them by their parents or, you know, someone that they respected, a bad relationship where they really had their self-esteem kind of squashed a little bit and they feel not in their power anymore. So just bringing those things back into balance and, you know, having people feel like they do deserve a good life, and things are so swirly right now with everything.
Right.
You feel very easy to be swept up in it and honestly feel powerless. So really trying to give people tools so that they do feel empowered and they can take that moment of calm. We all need those moments of calm right now. If we are just kind of rushing through life, we're just going to be swept it up in, you know, I don't even want to go into the election, but everything else going on in our world right now is very chaotic because it's a time of change.
Sure.
So,
yeah, and you can kind of feel that like the hurricanes, do you know what I mean?
Very
apropos.
Yeah, I mean, it's also a time for opportunity. I mean, there's rapid change now, so we could use that. We could say we feel powerless and be swept around and have all these horrible things kind of happen around us, or we can really embrace that change and say, what do we want to create in our lives and get crystal clear on it and start taking those steps and feeling empowered that we can do that and change our lives quickly.
Wow. Well said. Yeah. And tell folks how to get a hold of your book also, and can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, Short Path to Change is on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble,
okay,
or hopefully your local bookstore. You can request it, or on my website, JennyMannion.com. You can go to my website to get a free guided meditation and a consult with me
on
the chapter book. So I like to offer a bunch of goodies for people that visit my website, as well as my free chakra ebook that has poems on balancing the chakras. And my book is broken down into four parts. The first part is getting rid of the old stuff, so cleaning house. So things.
Yeah, that's huge.
Being able to listen to your self-talk, fear and worry, shifting your attention to what you do want instead of what you don't want. Forgiveness of self and others, which is hugely important, and roles is another one, and then getting past the ego, because even when we start to change, that ego will come up and try to snatch us back and say, oh no, this is too hard, you know. Even if we're uncomfortable, we get comfortable in our uncomfortableness. So being able to kind of ride past that and into what we want. The second part of my book is all about the chakra system, so I tell everyone what each chakra is about, physically, emotionally, affirmations for each chakra, as well as an exercise to clear and balance each chakra. Each chapter of my book has an exercise at the end. Third section is all about staying in the present moment. So things like self-love, affirmations, gratitude, energy healing. I have a bunch of different types of meditation, anchors. I mean, anchors is huge because we have no problem staying in the negative things that we feel we've said or done or someone else has said or done, but an anchor is so beautiful because it gives us permission to stay in the moment of something beautiful that's happened. So if we get into that anchor, we can bring that back and bring back that joy and kind of bask in it in a little while instead of sitting in the soup of our negativity like we usually do. So that's
right.
Really powerful. goal. And then the last section is just discovering new ways of thought and tools to help. So things like letting go and receiving, and also some of the not-so-pretty stuff, embracing your shadows, self-sabotage, but also stuff on intention-setting, mini-goals, and also education, like really tapping into what you're passionate about and living that passion, because that is something that's going to bring you joy and make you want to get up every morning and be excited to get up every morning.
Well, that's just dreamy. It's very comprehensive, really. And, you know, we do seem, it does seem for all of us to be much easier once we get stuck in what Richard Bartlett and Matrix Energetics would call the deep morass. And it's like, for a lot of people, that seems very comfortable. And, you know, getting out of it often, you know, is challenging and scary for a lot of folks. And then once we do, you know, staying in that place or anchoring into that place or revisiting that meditative spot or that feeling of bliss, you know, that seems like a daunting task to get back there. Wouldn't you agree? As far as the negative,
yeah,
the negative seems easy, but the positive, it's like, you know.
I know. I mean, if we get a compliment or someone says they're grateful for something we did, we don't bask in that for more than like 2 seconds. Sometimes it's even uncomfortable to say, okay, thank you. You know, and you want to move on to the next moment instead of really giving ourselves that credit. You know, like we did something nice for someone. Why wouldn't we bask in that? Why wouldn't we give ourselves credit for the good things that we're doing?
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more. But it's important to be able to, you know, do all that and stay in that place. You know, that's the challenge, is to get back there. I think a lot of times we've had so much negative programming for so long. Like I said, that's, you know, that's more comfortable than the good stuff. So run people through what you would do then if they call in or they schedule with you sessions over, you know, I don't know, the negative. What do you like to specialize in? I do a lot of relationships. I have a lot of people with eye issues that are unusual. You know, just depends on
the
situation. What would you say? Yeah, what would you say as far as your...
Yeah, I was curious if you found an increase in the eye issues lately. Because
yeah.
I feel like I've seen that a lot in my practice, and I'm like, yeah, it is scary looking out and looking in right now. So for me, like, that would be sixth chakra. So we would work on those sixth chakra issues. You know, what is scary for you to see outside in the world? You know, are you actually turning on the news and delving into that too much, you know, and feeling disempowered? Is there something in yourself that in your intuition, maybe it's in a relationship or, you know, something uncomfortable in your life that you're not looking at? So it really depends on the person. But yeah, usually I use the chakras system as an inner diagnostic system for myself. So use that with my clients as well. Sometimes if people have fear or anxiety, we'll work from that, you know, talk about some positive outcomes, trying to switch things up because, as we said before, people just get stuck. They get so stuck and they're repeating the same limiting thoughts. They're repeating what's going to happen. You know, I know that person's going to react to me that way. I know this is going to happen. So they're not really allowing for any other possibilities in. So allowing people to get to that present moment where all the power is, you know, not worried about our stories that keep repeating themselves or the past, but really getting present and feeling your power in that moment. In the present, you can create the future that you want, or at least some possibilities to let that in. Instead of the what if and all the negative things that follow, you know, being in that what if in the positive state.
Love it. I love it. It's very important. Yeah, I wondered about that too. And, you know, it does seem to come in waves. In other words, you will have runs on, and I'm sure you see that in your practice too. I might have, you know, weeks and months of eyes, and then we switch to, you know, feminine issues and reproductive issues for men and women, you know, and then I might have, you know, a week straight of headaches. And so it just depends on the, I swear the moon phases affect it, astrological things affect it. It's just amazing the stuff that goes on, you know, and then I might have a solid week of people with legal issues, so I never know. But it's all energy at the end of the day, and, you know, we just endeavor to change things for folks or at least help them change, and if we contribute to them enough, then they can start changing things themselves.
I do see a lot of cancer clients. I'm recommended on a alternative cancer.
Yeah.
So I do have a lot of late-stage cancer clients coming to me, And
interesting.
It's privilege, you know. It was a hard thing in the beginning. Forever that I would work with hospice, and I was like, no, I couldn't do that. That's too depressing. It's too sad. And here I am, you know, it worked its way, and it was like a year before I was like, hey, wait, I'm working with a lot of cancer patients. But it's beautiful because, I just had a testimonial from a client, 36-year-old mom called me with she was given a week to live. And
ooh.
She was traditional medicine, and it had all failed, but through, you know, our work together, it really opened up. She was able to let go of a lot, and synchronicities, you know, with reconnective healing, synchronicities start happening. And this trial that was only being offered in California was suddenly offered right, half an hour away from her. And,
oh, wow.
You know, she was able to totally heal from cancer. So I've seen that, but it's interesting. As, you know, as a healer, there is, it's all self-healing. I believe we can definitely offer tools and energy. It was very challenging for me in the beginning to have clients that pass, but sometimes I know now that that is the healing, you know, and for them to get that comfort. Before, I had a client that was in a coma for a few weeks and woke up right after the session and was able to just tell his family where everything was, you know, where the will was, where all those things were, and to come to this peace and say goodbye before he went.
So, wow. How cool is that, right?
It is cool. It's challenging when you're dealing with very emotional relatives, but it's also beautiful because the energy work, you know, we do fills the room. So people can be, I love when I have clients that, I had a young couple client that were clients, the woman called for her husband that was dying of cancer, and they had a 9-month-old boy at the time. And the husband, I felt he had kind of given up. He had kind of said, okay, I'm leaving, you know, and during the session, the wife received memories of them together in past lifetimes and just that acknowledgement they would be together again. So it granted her peace. So, you know, the more I step out of the way, the more the magic happens, and I never know
right.
how it's going to unfold, but it's becoming detached from it and just, you know, amazed and in awe that at the work we're allowed to do, you know, and honored to do. And, that these beautiful healings do happen in all different ways.
Boy, cancer is a rough road too for a lot of folks, but you know, when you can be the catalyst, like you said, and you know, somebody can wake up out of the coma and tell everybody where the legal documents are hidden. Wow. Right. It's like, that's amazing. So that's the kind of thing where I always see, and I'm sure you do too, that it's always like 5 jumps off to the left. It's like, it's never right here, this logical thing you would think something would be. It's always this, you know, it's like you got involved into the cancer coma thing, but really it had to do with the, let's say, the child or the attorney or something else has inspired 5 steps over, right? And so you came in and changed this one little thing, and you know, it was a domino in the whole other direction. And that to me is just, you know, it's forever fascinating what we do, and I think it makes it interesting.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah, like I said, I just feel like I'm always in this state of awe and, you know, love and beauty and amazement.
Childlike. You know, yeah, childlike.
Really
definitely.
Nice place to go to work in.
I love that. Well, tell me about, briefly also, you did reconnective healing, and I did as well with Kelly Woodruff with all his stuff and did all the levels of that. But you do a little bit of other things as well, obviously, than the reconnective. How does that reach into folks? Tell some folks about that may not know.
Yeah, I mean, the reconnective healing is basically, you know, the main distance healing that I use. I mean, of course, you know, it's energy and there are other frequencies as well, but I look at the reconnective healing as, I mean, we're all perfect divine beings. We have our stuff from this lifetime and many others, and there become blocks on our energy fields, and the reconnective healing can really remove that. One of the most dramatic healings I had was with just reconnective healing before I'd learned the Akashic record reading or anything, was a woman had reconnected with a friend from high school at like a 30-year reunion. The woman was about 50 years old and given a couple months to live and didn't believe in anything of this. She was in from the Bible Belt, and the fr- friend got her a session. So when I got on the phone with her, she was like, how do I know you're not doing the work of the devil? And, you know, it was a lot of convincing of, I am of light. Look, I was sick too. I know what it's like to be ill and feel hopeless. This is only light that's going to help you. You know, certainly not. Don't have any ill intentions.
Hey, I think your sound's gone out, honey, if you can hear me.
I can hear you. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, it's very robotic, just so you know. And for people that don't know, I think that's a huge part of even the, we spoke of reconnective healing and, you know, there's things happening right now. So,
yeah,
that's wild. Yeah. Do you want to call back in and Tiffany, our producer, will answer that again. Answer your call again, maybe from a different number. Call her right back in right now.
Right now. Okay.
All right, and she'll chat with you, honey, and we'll go from there, okay? Thank you.
All right. Bye.
That's okay. It's quite funny to me. It's amusing, folks. For those of you that don't know, you know, and I studied all the reconnective healing stuff too. I would consider it, you know, just very different as far as the healing frequencies go. And a lot of times that can seem staticky or alien-like. And same with Richard Bartlett's work in Matrix Energetics. I've printed out things here and it's got weird alien writing all over it. And it's not a bad thing. I think it's really kind of interesting. And I think it's a really, really unusual observation. And so this happens often when we sit there and, you know, we'll bring in that energy. So, all right, back on the line. Clearer call this time, I'll bet. Different number. Awesome. Oh, that's
so
much better. Okay.
Better?
Yeah, there you go.
Awesome.
That's fantastic, honey. Yeah, no, that's funny. Believe me, I was saying while you're calling back in, the reconnective energy and a lot of matrix energetics and a lot of different things can be very alien, you know. And not that it's a bad thing, but, you know, I think half of us are from certainly another planet. You know, we're not of this earth. And we've seen all kinds of people that we've met through the ages. And we go, oh, my gosh, there's no way they're like an earthling per se. You know,
and, true.
You know what I'm saying? And so it's kind of interesting. Yeah. And when you bring in these frequencies from, you know, a reconnective healing, a matrix energetics, other things, like I was telling folks while you were calling back in, I printed things out here, you know, on my printer, and they'll go upside down, reverse, and they've got what looks like alien writing all on it. Just the wildest thing I've ever seen, you know? So I just find it very interesting, and it's just an observation. It's not good or bad, but,
right.
You know, very often, if that can help us in some way, you know, it's dreamy. I will not hesitate to take vitamin mineral supplements from another country, because I find that very often we develop some sort of an immunity here to, you know, various vitamins and minerals, antibiotics, as you can imagine, and various drugs and things that we might be taking here that we've been taking for decades, you know. But if you try a vitamin or mineral or something from, say, India or Thailand or what have you, it's amazing what that will do to change something in us, you know, and shift things.
That's
for
a really
us.
Good point, Jimmy.
So,
thank you for
yeah,
sharing
absolutely.
That.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
imagine,
sense.
You know, no different than if you go to Mexico and drink the water, right? And they're used to drinking the water. They have a problem in the world, right? But you and I drink the water, and that'll be the end of our vacation, you know. So, you know, same thing as if we take something that's good for somebody, say, in India. I like the Himalaya stuff. People can look up Himalaya herb. It's been around since 1930. And, you know, it's pharmaceutical grade vitamins and minerals. Heck, you can find them on eBay. It's just dreamy stuff. So, hey, well, let's take a caller. Jay is on line one, area code 714. Hey, Jay, where are you calling from?
I wanted to find out if you both can read my energy, if my chakras are open or if they're
okay. We'll do that in a second, but let me ask you this. What is your main goal other than us both telling you one thing or another? In other words, what is your focus? Because that might help us help you more. Your relationship, money, health stuff.
What,
yeah. What would it be?
It would be being in balance.
In balance. Okay, but when you say that, is that with relationships? Do you have a legal issue, a health issue, money? What's happening? What would you change or make different? Because to me, chakras change all the time, like the weather, you know what I mean? And we're glad to change all that for you, but, you know, if you have something specific you want to work on, I think you would get more out of it if we kind of narrowed it down, that's all.
Can I think about that and get back to you?
Sure. And if you just want to do overall balance of life stuff, we'll have Jenny take a run at that as well, and then I'll help you any way I can. So,
okay, great.
Yeah. Jenny?
Yeah.
Jay?
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Nice to talk to you. Yeah, I mean, the first thing when you said chakras, I go from bottom to top, you know, and I just did find that the first one was, you know, out of balance. So I stopped there, you know, to just look at that one. You know, I'd ask yourself to, you know, start thinking about some of the limiting beliefs you've been telling yourself. The first chakra is all about us being comfortable walking on this planet. And a lot of times the limiting beliefs that come from that are from our parents, from our community, from global consciousness, where, you know, right now it's an uncomfortable place to be on this planet. You know, things are changing really quickly. So in getting in touch with our limiting beliefs, we can remove them. It's actually a good thing. You know, do you feel life is hard? Do you feel that you're always going to be overwhelmed? You know, start thinking the opposite is true. You know, bring that into your life. Feeling calm and balanced, waking up in the morning, telling yourself it's going to be a good day. Something peaceful is going to happen today. Something miraculous is going to happen today. Someone's going to come into my life to make my life easier today. Really having that belief in yourself that it's okay to be here right now. There's a reason you're here right now. And just knowing that in your body, the first step, you know, when you step out of bed in the morning, you know, thanking the universe that you're able to get out of bed in the morning, feeling that security in you. Like I said, the first chakra is the one I found first, so that one felt out of balance. So, you know, I'll do a little clearing right now, and we'll just ask that you feel really comfortable and at peace in your body, walking on this planet during this challenging time, not feeling overwhelmed, but feeling the gratitude for the things that you do have in your life. Okay, great.
Does that resonate with you?
Yes.
You feel a little calmer? Good. Good. Jimmy, would you like to add?
Yeah, I mean, just the fact that, you know, she's not thinking of anything that's popping out is just dreamy. Very often that's that place of bliss. Just the fact that you would say, hey, let me get back with you on a specific thing is just profoundly cool to me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an observation. But, you know, very often I'll have clients here or phone or Skype, and even if it's 15 or 30 minutes, and I go, hey, what else is on your list? And they go, I can't even think right now. I'm just in that, you know, they can't even speak hardly. And so it's kind of my joke is that's what we're chasing. That's why we're climbing the mountain and wanting to sit at the guru's feet and figure out what's going on. That is a place of mindfulness or mindlessness where everything is blissful. So you check out probably way better than you may realize. I think you're in a better state than you may realize. And just her shifting that and changing that for you, I think is going to make a big difference as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I do check out a lot. So.
Yeah, and that's okay. I love it. You know, it's great. You know, don't think of it as a bad thing. Believe me, that's what everybody's scurrying around. And a lot of times we're so busy, you know, producing that service, that product, that whatever, that, you know, we don't check in with ourselves and we're just racing from one thing to the next. And so the fact that you could reach that place where you can check out is that place of neutrality or, you know, lack of resistance, which is great, and it's a neutral place to be. It's neither forward or back. So I'm feeling pretty good about you overall, and that's a relief. That's a compliment coming from me and the universe, that's for sure. So, okay?
Thank
you. I love it. Thanks for calling in, Jay from California. We appreciate
Thanks,
it. Hope you have a great rest of the day.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Haven't you found that to be true as well, Jenny? We've reached those places of bliss and, you know, where,
mm-hmm.
you know, everything just kind of stands still and you're like, wow, it's like a movie or something. It's bizarre, right?
Yeah. It's
mm-hmm.
beautiful, though. I like those
mm-hmm.
moments.
mm-hmm. Right? So it can make all the difference in the world. So, you know, I love it. And like I said, those places, most people are really chasing that, chasing, and traveling for it and reading and, you know,
mm-hmm.
going through these weekend courses of, oh my God, I hope I get to that, you know, and it's like, no, it's in you the whole time. It's just almost remembering that, if you will, that you're already there. And I like what you have, like, you know, even on your website would be, you know, just reminding us that we're already in this perfect spot. And it's almost like dialing it back into where we are in that, you know, perfect knowing being place. And that makes all the difference in the world. So if we can kind of sort of get back to that, I think that makes
yeah.
a big difference.
Yeah, I mean, taking that time, mm-hmm. checking in, you know, to
mm-hmm.
check out, really. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
the walk in nature, sitting in nature, and just getting quiet, putting away the phone,
mm-hmm.
putting away the electronics, and just asking. So all we have to
mm-hmm.
do is ask. We do have all the answers, but it's not going to come from that frenzied, frazzled space, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just, before the show, had a client, and they had a legal dilemma, and we worked on it briefly, had it been weeks ago now, and I always say, show me and tell me beyond all knowing, it could have only come from you, meaning spirit, and
mm-hmm.
her husband got a call on a Friday night from the lawyer and settling the case they were so enmeshed in. And
wow.
so to me, that was quite funny, you know, and quite apropos, because if you say,
yeah.
show me and tell me beyond all knowing, it could have only come from you. What? When's the last time a lawyer called you on a Friday night and said, let's settle this, right? So 1990, never.
That is miraculous.
Right? So, right, of course. So, you know, and so that's why even, you know, she's telling me, oh my gosh, Jimmy, now I know, you know, it really is, because we prayed about it. We worked on it. And I always want it to be that, you know, profound, that mystical, that magical. So very cool. But we'll take a little break here. Tiffany is going to take us to some commercials real quick, and we'll be right back with Jenny Mannion live.
Goldilocks Productions is home to the most gifted and talented holistic professionals. Goldilocks Productions presents holistic, spiritual, and metaphysical radio shows that are insightful, inspirational, and healing. Do you have a business in the holistic healing, metaphysical, or spiritual market? Would you like to have your own weekly, one-hour radio or TV show? Goldilocks Productions will produce your own live or pre-recorded internet or radio show. For more information, visit the Goldilocks Productions website. That's GoldilocksProductionsCT.com. And that's Goldilocks with a Y, GoldilocksProductionsCT, GoldilocksProductionsCT, CT for Connecticut.com. Once again, that's GoldilocksProductionsCT.com. And be sure to visit the Goldilocks Productions channel on Blog Talk Radio and Ustream.
Visit purpleplates.com today. For over 40 years, the Purple Energy Plates have been delivering amazing results for their many customers. Inspired by the great genius Nikola Tesla, the harmony, healing, and energetic effects of the plates have proven over and over to be beneficial and often miraculous to thousands of customers. With their money-back guarantee and the many benefits, how can you afford not to get one? Check their site for daily specials and choose from their many energy products. You won't be sorry. Visit them today at purpleplates.com for mind, body, and spirit. And expect a miracle.
Hey, Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's Jimmy Mack, and we're here live with Jenny Mannion, my special guest for today. And we appreciate everybody being live on the call with us. And Jenny, we were just talking about before the commercial break, bliss and hitting those levels. And what have you found? You went through some of the reconnective healing and various other pieces. Have you found any particular formula or anything that's helped you hit those places? I mean, particular clearings or diets or meditations, or what would you say? Yeah. I've had a lot of random stuff happen, but, you know, I think anybody that tells us they figured it all out completely is we need to run from. But, you know, during your happenstance of hitting it, what would you attribute it to?
And that's why my book has 30 tools, because I never use the same tool 2 days in a row. I mean, I'm always switching around. And yeah, I mean, doing what intuitively feels good. I mean, sometimes it's that walk in nature that really brings me to that peace, that place of bliss. Sometimes it is like doing a forgiveness exercise like Ho'oponopono, which is beautiful beyond, you know, beyond compare, because it's really you taking ownership of your own energy and what you're contributing out there. And you know, asking for forgiveness from the divine, you know, and really knowing that we're perfect beings and we're okay, but we just get so caught up in our stuff and our stories and our memories. So sometimes that can bring it to me. Breathing will do that. Energy is a good one for me. I love bringing energy in and bringing it up and down my body, you know, as a way to relax my body. And just, I have a very busy mind, so getting quiet in meditation, quote unquote, you know, silencing the mind is challenging to do. So for me, it's almost a tricking of the mind, like, okay, I'll bring the energy in and bring it up and down my body. And then I'm in a place of peace. Yeah, each time requires different tools, you know, and sometimes one tool won't work. And sometimes, you know, I am meant to process whatever I'm going through, and I'm not meant to experience bliss in that moment. And that's okay too. You know, understanding that I'm going to be learning something from that. Like you said, no one's figured it all out. You know, there aren't too many people walking around enlightened all the time. We let stuff happen, but to bring in that peace is wonderful. And really to come to that self-love and gratitude is, I mean, still something that's a little uncomfortable for me, that gratitude. I'd had someone actually say that, you know, whenever someone gives you a compliment or a positive book review or something, to sit with that for a while, you know, and let that self-love, you know, sink in. And it's something, like I said, I'm still working on, because it's very uncomfortable for us to be in that place.
I couldn't agree with you more. I have a habit of that. I'm like, yeah, thanks. Let's talk about you or whatever it is you want to do now. Like, bam.
Exactly.
You know? So,
exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was a kid, if it was an animal, like, we would be, you know, praising it, giving it positive reinforcement.
Right.
You know, why don't we do that for ourselves? So I think the more we get comfortable doing that and allow that self-gratitude in, the more we're going to experience that bliss too. Because the more we're reconnecting with that godlike peace in us, you know, we're knowing that we're connected with everything. And that is empowering. I mean, if you're always replaying the negative thoughts, you know, say you're yelling at a kid all the time and not giving them that positive reinforcement, you would have a pretty depressed, unmotivated child, you know? So why we do that to ourselves? So the more we can give ourselves that break, find calm, you know, sometimes I'll shake my head at myself and say, okay, silly human, here this thing comes again, you know, we're dealing with this again. Okay. All right. You know, and try to laugh it off. Try to take ourselves not so seriously. Everything so seriously, and just be in that state of gratitude that we're here. You know, we have positive things in our life every day. We have food, you know, we have air and sunshine and, you know, hopefully a comfortable place to sleep and friends that love us and care for us. I mean, there's so many things to be grateful for. And I do find gratitude can bring me, and like I said before, that anchoring moment can bring me to that state of bliss.
Well said. I love that. Yeah, couldn't agree with you more. And tell folks about the Ho'oponopono thing, the Hawaiian thing, a little bit. They might find that interesting. I love talking about new stuff. In this case, it's an ancient thing out of Hawaii. But can you give folks a basic overview about that?
Sure.
I have to remember the sayings. And what is it? I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. So, boom, there you go. Set you up.
You remembered them? It's fun. And it doesn't matter say them either. So, but those four sentences are very powerful, and it became popular again in the late 1960s. Dr. Hugh Len was a psychiatrist hired by this mental institute. Well, it was a criminal mental facility, actually a ward he worked on in this facility, and everyone had left. All the doctors would leave. The employees were quitting. They didn't want to work in there. It was a really dangerous ward to be in. And instead of seeing the patients, he would actually take their chart and just do this prayer, say this Hawaiian prayer for them. Within a couple of weeks, people were let off medications. People were being released in months that they didn't think would ever, you know, see the light of day again. Flowers were growing on the ground, and people enjoyed going to work. So this prayer is really about taking ownership that we are creating our reality. We are, you know, we have energies entwined with people and situations that go back, you know, how many, I can't even imagine how many years and lifetimes. So taking ownership of that and really kind of apologizing to spirit, divine God, for losing that consciousness that we are godlike, you know, then, and that, you know, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And, you know, if we have a emotion that comes up when we think of someone, because so many times we put the blame, you know, but when if we blame someone, we're a victim, and we don't want to be a victim because that will leave us unmotivated. So coming across that emotion that we're feeling, that anger, you know, or that resentment or something, and asking for forgiveness for it, because that's not a positive emotion. It's limiting us. It's making us feel bad. It's taking away our power. It's taking away our divinity. So really just cleaning ourselves from the inside out. And I have seen miracles happen with this in relationships, in work environments. It's really powerful for changing things. And it's the four sentences. Come on, how easy is that? You know,
right?
I'm sorry.
I know, right?
Thank you. It's, you could say it in the shower. You could say it when you're driving. It's not, you know, it's something really easy. And yeah, that's in the first chapter of my book on forgiveness, because it really does begin with that self-forgiveness, because a lot of times we will self-sabotage because we don't believe we deserve the life of our dreams. We don't believe we deserve that perfect relationship or the wonderful job or a wonderful set of friends. There's something in us that says, just like we were saying, it's uncomfortable to stay in that place of just gratitude for ourselves, that believes life should be hard and we're not worthy. So really saying that prayer, saying, you know what, I am worthy, you know, and I'm sorry for being unconscious. You know, I want to return to that space. I want to be clear and clean and creating from the present moment.
Yeah, well said. And, you know, tell folks too, basically, I know he was a psychiatrist in the mental lockdown ward. Tell people just by saying that prayer over time what happened there, because that's the amazing part, I think.
Yeah, they were released. They were, I think the place even shut down after a while.
Shut down.
There was no need for it anymore. I mean, and that was just from this prayer.
Isn't that amazing? So yeah, and that goes back to the Hawaiians for, you know, eons ago, you know, hundreds of years ago. So very, very cool. So yeah, folks. And, you know, kind of my joke about it all is, you know, beyond the joke people would say is, if you want to see God laugh, tell him your plan. But my statement beyond all that is, you know, I don't care if it's the reconnective or Ho'oponopono or Reiki or what I do or matrix energetics, theta healing access, can be meditation, can be a little bit of everything. I really think sometimes we're just doing this stuff over here in the corner and spirit's working it out anyway. So, and that is really what seems to happen over time. And it's really pretty amazing. You know,
it
and
is
you and
amazing.
I both seen some incredible things. So I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
And I do.
Anything else you'd add?
No, I think there are all these different modalities because people resonate with things differently, you know, and theta healing will appeal to someone and reconnective healing will appeal to someone else. And it's just because our human brains need something to wrap around. But I do believe it is all, you know, if we're getting present and inviting, you know, the divine into to us and admitting we're kind of, you know, clueless a little bit and letting go, you know, letting go and letting God, just really being connected. I do believe everything works out. I do believe that, you know, if we're setting intentions and really feeling more in control of our life rather than ruled by external circumstances and that victim, you know, mentality, I do feel like we can create anything.
Very well
said. And sometimes it's hard to, for people to step out of that victim mentality because, you know, there have been a lot of people that have had, well, most people have had, you know, a challenging childhood at some point or another, but some people have a harder time letting go of that. They did that to me and that's why I'm this way, you know, but by holding on to that, you're a victim and you're allowing that person or situation to still have that power over you. So how freeing is it to let that go? And it doesn't mean you love that situation that happened, but it means you're going to get on with your life and you're not going to be a victim anymore. And you're going to be empowered and create the life you want anyway. Because you and I know, Jimmy, and people that have come from horrible life circumstances have risen up to do amazing things.
Very
true. It
doesn't
have to limit you unless you tell yourself it limits you.
Yeah. And I think a lot of times it's just a perspective or a different point of view or a way to look at things, you know. And you know, if you haven't had tremendous amount of loss or suffering at some point in your life, then you know, you probably haven't taken any risk or loved or been hurt or any of those things, you know, and that's just part of life. So we all kind of go through the pinball machine and get hit off the bumpers and the flippers and all the rest of it. At the end of the day, we're having the human experience. So you're going to run into those things. But yeah, I love it. I love it. Tell folks, we'll wind it down, but I just want to tell folks again how to get a hold of you, the name of your book, and then the website as well.
Sure. They can get a hold of me at jennymannion.com, JennyMannion.com. They could also call me. I offer 10-minute consults or 20-minute consults with the purchase of my book, A Short Path to Change. They could also call me for that, 607-437-7867. And Short Path to Change is available through my publisher's website, Llewellyn.com, or Amazon.com, or Barnes & Noble, anywhere you get books or links from my website. And yeah, I offer a lot for people subscribing, a lot of tools, and yeah, I'm just really passionate about helping people help themselves, you know, and find that inspired place within.
I love it. So well said. Well, we got a lot of callers on the line, folks. If you want to raise your hand and ask a final question, you need to press 1. And if not, we're going to at least wind it down for the day. I'm thrilled to have you on live, Jenny. And
please
chat.
So nice to be here with you, Jimmy.
Absolutely. And you know, our love for Sandy is unending. And I appreciate
it is unending. Thank
I appreciate
you so much.
Yeah.
That was such a hit for you too. When
right, absolutely. Oh, it's a game changer.
Oh,
we love her. She takes care of me and makes me look pretty, so I love it. Makes me look good.
Me
My
too.
Youngest son, when he was little, he used to always brush his hair and dress up, and he'd say, "Dad, do I look pretty?" I said, "Absolutely, honey, you look pretty." So
nice.
Sandy Bittinger makes us look pretty. I love it. So yeah, thanks to Reverend Tiffany, White Sage Woman, we love you. She's our producer, and we appreciate everybody who's been calling in today and in listening mode. Always remember you can listen to us also on the replay. It's jimmymackhealing.com/interviews. And as I mentioned, folks, next week we'll have Joanne Leo on psychicjoanneleo.com. You can look her up as well. And we're here every Tuesday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. And thanks, everyone. Hope you have a great rest of the day and a fantastic week. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico. Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your moves.
Old Navy's saying thank you with big fall savings. Get 30% off your purchase right now. And if you use your Old Navy card, you'll get 40% off your purchase. Run to Old Navy today. Valid 10-12 to 10-16. 40% offer subject to credit approval. See store for details and exclusions.